Yo, what's good, everyone? This is your host, TK Alpha, and this is the Alpha Mentality. But I am going to discuss some real shit, actually. And the real shit I want to discuss is life, you know, life with my friends and family and the scene. And I just see so much shit going on. Like, I see people hurting, going through stuff. I go through stuff, you know. This is like the first week that I actually been on some positive shit, I can say. But I just want to encourage y'all out there that it gets better, that the struggles you face, you know what I'm saying, you eventually overcome it, you get better tolerating the shit, you know what I'm saying. Like, it gets better, I promise. Hell and back, like, dude, I went to fucking story time. Not story time, I'm just gonna just summarize it. Fuck it, I don't feel like doing it. But I've been in jail so many fucking times, dude, and had so many comeback stories, and I'm still coming back right now. So my story hasn't been done yet, but it gets better. You know what I'm saying? It's easier. I promise you it does. For me, having like lately no like blood family I can depend on up here, you know what I'm saying? You know, like, solo dolo, really. This alpha shit's real, like, A1 day one by myself, you know, shit, like, fucking being fucking divorced. Yeah, I'm divorced, everybody. I don't know if y'all knew that or not. Was married for 6 years, shit happened, blah blah blah. Came into the scene, met some dope people, met some fake people. You know, but and then it changed me, you know what I'm saying? You know, some ways the better, some ways for the worse, but still, you know, like, overall, I'm living, surviving. I'd rather be in this situation I'm in now than the other situations I faced it throughout life, you know what I mean? I fucking see my friends around on Facebook or in person and watch them go through shit, you know, like, they fight, like, and stuff with one another. They hate their lives, they stress out about stuff. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying like people's stresses, you know what I'm saying, you know, are bigger than another. Everybody has their own bridges they gotta cross, you know what I mean? So don't think like, you know, just cause of so and so's dealing with fucking, let's say, school, and other person's dealing with fucking someone dying. I'm not saying your shit's bigger than, like, you know what I'm saying, you know, y'all got your own shit. I'm just saying that there are ways of getting over this stuff, you know. You just gotta look towards the positive ways of getting over that shit. Everybody likes to dwell on the negative stuff so much, they forget the positives, you know. It's like somebody doing fucking bad, you know what I'm saying. It's like you go to court and fucking, let's say you were a drug kingpin, you know, and fucking you fucking made a deal to fucking, let's say, or you basically made a deal, let's say you're a drug kingpin and you fucking rescued 1,000 people in the burning building, you know what I'm saying? You saved thousands of lives, right, in the building. What's gonna happen in court? The fucking judges and stuff still gonna fucking look at your fucking track record and say, he may have done good here, but hey, this, on the other hand, the motherfucker steals a drug kingpin. Oh, throw the book at his ass, you feel me? Like, just fucked up. People in life with the bad outweigh the good a lot. You know, we do it to ourselves because we allow our own bads, our own negatives to outweigh the goods that we have going on for ourselves. Like, I mean, granted, say if, like, I don't know, yesterday I was late for a lot of shit, just give an example. I was late for a lot of stuff. I woke up, got my shit going, went to the gym, whatever, you know. If I went to the gym with only a time limit to work out, I got like a 15-20 minute workout in yesterday, right? And I got picked up. I had to go fucking make a run down to so-and-so, make another run to so-and-so, and back up this way to fucking have lunch with Olivia and shit, know what I'm saying, you know, and chill. Remember Olivia from my episode yesterday? If you don't, go back and listen to my episode from yesterday. She's a special guest on it. Anyway, but yeah, fucking, I could have fucking been pissed and dwelled on me being late because I was late fucking putting my podcast out yesterday, you know, and shit. But but I didn't. I made the best of it. I looked forward to it and, like, kept striving on. And then last night, now I'm saying, you know, at fucking a certain place, and had to leave early, you know what I'm saying, you know, unexpectedly, you know what I'm saying. I would love to have stayed longer, but I couldn't. I could have fucking, what, thrown a temper tantrum, made a scene, old TK's fashion, you know, and caused a fucking, like, some bullshit, you know what I mean, dwelled in the negative, and let it control me. But nope, what I do, I fucking got to stepping, made the best out of it, went to my homegirl's place, chilled, hung out with some fucking dope people. Know what I'm saying? And chilled all night, you know, vibed. You know? But okay, you just gotta look towards the positive things to help you get through the negative, to take you towards your next step, if that makes sense, you know? I see a lot of people in the scene, you know, especially time right now, like, it's weird. This is the first time ever I've been around the scene around people where I gotta second guess their motives and everything, you know? Like, that's fucking wild. You know, like, fucking, I've been like in situations before, you know, where it's like happened, you know, when you had to like fucking just play a video game or play like a strategy game and you gotta fucking figure out somebody's motives, you know, within the game. Kind of feel like some type of like it's like Resident Evil. Okay, right, you're fucking Claire Redfield or whatever, you know, and Albert Wesker shows up. You guys know who that is? Albert Wesker, Resident Evil. He's like the guy who created the virus and shit. Like, ultimate bad guy, but he's like very cunning, very fucking manipulative type person. And he shows the fuck up out of nowhere sometimes. And like, it's very rare now, very rare. He wants to help you out because he realized the monster he's created is beyond his control. You feel me? So now, you gotta team up with this motherfucker to help take down a monster he fucking created. But at the same time, you're second guessing his motives. Like, what the fuck? Like, is he trying to really help me out? Is it all a ploy to fucking get me, you know? So, that's the only time I've experienced shit like that with like, in life, you know? When you gotta second guess people's ulterior motives. You shouldn't have to go through life like that, you know? It's crazy. Like, I'm tired of seeing my friends get used. I'm tired of me being let used, or I not being used no more, I would say, but I don't see it there if I am. But you know, there's times back in the day where fucking I would deal with a female or some bitch or some homeboy or some shit, you know, they're just using me for what I can do for them, you know, and I didn't see. I was copping the moment, copping the hype, got used, got played, whatever, you know. But I see some of my stuff, and the writing's on the wall clear as day. I'm like, damn, dude, like where do you fucking people come from to, like, use and abuse people that are good to you? You know what I'm saying? Like, to lie and deceive, like, I don't know. Lying and deceiving folks is because you're afraid, okay? It's nothing cool about finessing someone. It's nothing cool about lying and deceiving folks. You're lying and deceiving folks because you're a fucking coward and because you're afraid, okay, right? People that are honest and truthful and nice, know what I'm saying, you know, and don't sugarcoat nothing, those are the real fucking heroes, okay? Shit, we finished last. Don't get us wrong. We finished the nice guys, the ones who don't sugarcoat shit. Like, we finished last only because people can't take it. People want to abuse the nice folks, you know what I'm saying, you know, and take advantage of them. People want to label the fucking people that don't sugarcoat stuff and they're honest, like myself, assholes, okay, right? And dicks and stuff, you know? It's like, no, fucking, if I don't like something, if I don't like you, fuck up my face. Like, dude, I see through your bullshit. Like, you just got done fucking talking shit about me to so-and-so, and little did you know, so-and-so fucking was just ear hustling you, fucking listening, go, and doesn't have the nuts to tell you, isn't honest enough to tell you that they fuck with me. So they'll say, like, just listen and be a yes man for a moment and come back right around and tell me. But me, I'm the asshole because I had the nuts to put you on blast and say, look, nigga, I don't fuck with you. Got my fucking face. Blah, 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 blah. But then you got them same kind of friends, the one let me rewind back. Them same kind of friends that's ear hustling, that's like the yes man to the folks talking shit about you. They fucking are the same ones when you go off on the person to make you feel dumb. To make you feel dumb because they'll fucking pretend like, oh, you're doing too much, TK, or this is a hypothetically speaking example, folks. This is based off experiences in life, but nothing like going on right now. So don't think that, okay? But yeah, I go off on somebody because you told me they're talking shit, you know, and I go off on them, and they're like wondering how the fuck did you hear about that. You caught me about my hand in cookie jar, TK, and shit, you know, they wondering how the fuck I heard about this shit. And I look over to you, friend, supposedly best friend, you know, whoever, and then supposedly best friend, whoever, makes me feel dumb because they're like, oh, you're doing too much. Oh, I didn't say all that now. Like, I don't know you're talking about. Like, those are the worst kind of motherfuckers there. Let me tell you, those are the worst kind. Fucking coward. Done with them. Like, y'all should be done with them. Look towards yourself. People need to start being more selfish and more concerned. And when I say selfish, it's not a bad thing. Selfish means you start like working on yourself first and developing and make sure like you got yourself built up in a positive manner to where you don't have to lie and deceive and use folks. You know what I'm saying? You know, like you don't have to fucking use, like, make sure yourself is built up in a positive manner to where you don't have to resort to a negative manner about things and how to handle situations. If you feel me? Fucking be honest with yourselves, man. A lot of me, I'm not honest with themselves at all. When everybody thinks about and they hear alpha, they think I'm trying to say I'm better than someone. No, I am fucking alpha because I am 100% comfortable with who the fuck I am. Okay, right? I do what I do. I say what I say, and I mean what I mean. Okay, right? I don't bite my fucking tongue. I don't go back saying that's it. You know? That's why I fucking label myself a fucking alpha. I don't need your approval. I don't need this person's approval. Okay, right? I march to the beat of my own fucking drum. All you motherfuckers, like, not all you guys. You know what I'm saying? Not attacking y'all. I'm just saying, a lot of motherfuckers out there are yes men. They're just yes girls, and they're just fucking prancing around, trying to fucking get in where they fit in. You know what I'm saying? Make a name for themselves off what? Off of lies, deception, lying to themselves. Like, come on now, y'all can do better. Be real with yourself. Stop lying to yourself. Stop lying to others. Be truthful, man. Stop being afraid. Start telling the truth. Start helping one another. Start reaching out to one another. If you fucking got a friend who's going through some shit and they're constantly fucking telling you, like, hey, this is what's going on with me, you know what I'm saying, you know, blah, 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 blah. Don't fucking resort fucking to them and, like, fucking, like, resort back to fucking, like, just listen for a little bit and walking off. You ever get them kind of friends? Like, you try, like, you fucking, like, you be the person to, like, listen to their problems. But then in a minute, you try to tell them your problems. They fucking, like, oh, I gotta go. Look at the time. Kind of shit. It's like, come on, that's fucked up, dude. And then you wonder why motherfuckers are killing themselves and shit. Like, for real, dude. Like, it's sad. We're living in a world today where motherfuckers are more depressed than ever. It seems like. They're more depressed than ever. They feel alone because they're going throughout life lying to themselves and stuff and not calling folks out for what it is. So for so much, they're like just living life, lying to themselves and lying to their friends, pretending like, oh, this person's the best person in the fucking world. My life is awesome. All of a sudden, bam, they kill themselves. And you wonder why? No, it's because they're fucking depressed. because they see the writing on the wall, they see your bullshit, okay, right? And they deal with it for so long until they explode. Start holding folks accountable, man. They bullshit. Start being honest. You don't gotta hold shit in, dude. If you feel like you're being mistreated by a friend or a person or whatever it is, or not being a good friend, let them fucking know. Hey, bro, you call yourself a fucking friend, but you say you'll do this for me right here. You say you'll be here for me, bro. But where are you at, friend? Start calling folks out. That'll make you a pussy. That'll make you a hoe nigga. That'll make you soft. Make you a real nigga. Like, straight up, yo. That's why, like, OTK fucking Mr. Throw fucking parties, throw waste all this money, know what I'm saying, on folks, know what I'm saying, you know, back in the day, hotel, house parties, you name it, know what I'm saying, I got it, you know, throw it at you, whatever, you know. TK now, man, please. What I do, I come out, I party with everybody, you know, have fun with y'all. I talk when I can. I don't waste my words. I might go to an after party. I might not. But overall, on my fucking off days, I call it, of partying, I come back to my place. I chill here alone. I watch my TV. I get on my fucking YouTube. Play video games on my phone. Draw. Read. Shit, go for walks, you know what I'm saying? Down the road, down the park. And shit, you know, work out. It's crazy, man. And it ain't wrong. Stuttering. There's nothing wrong with that either. Nothing wrong with that. It's something I choose to do. Because a lot of fake shit out there, you know what I mean? A lot of fake shit. But, I don't know. What I'm trying to say is, overall, is just that I want folks to be more honest with themselves, honest in life. Stop using and abusing people. Stop finessing folks. Stop fucking, like, thinking it's cool to be a finesser, because it's not. Stop thinking it's cool to lie. Stop thinking it's cool to hurt somebody, you know? Be honest. Stop being afraid. You don't gotta be afraid. Shit. Ain't nobody gonna beat my ass. What the fuck I gotta lie and be afraid for? What the fuck? No one's gonna beat your ass. Stop being afraid. People all talk, especially on our scene. People are fucking talk and make threats. Do this, do that. Like, no. No one's about that life. And no point in lying, dude. And you don't got a lot of nobody. Be upfront, man. If something in life is a question mark, like a job, say you're working a job, you know what I mean, for years, you hate the fucking job, and you don't see yourself going nowhere, it's not a career plan for you, why the fuck are you lying to yourself and pretending like you like it? Find another job. Find another career path that you actually like and enjoy. Stop questioning yourself. Get the fuck off your ass. Find another job that you like and enjoy. Stop questioning it. Stop having fucking fake friends around. Like, if somebody asks you, how do you feel about TK? Well, TK is alright. I mean, I don't know. What the fuck you mean you don't know? You're hanging around with folks you don't know about? Like, the fuck? Or don't fucking hang around somebody. One moment you'll say, oh, he's fucking awesome person, I love him. The next moment when someone else asks you about him, he's just fucking shithead, I hate his ass. So basically you got mixed feelings about somebody. I mean, it's one thing to, like, yeah, nobody's perfect, you know what I'm saying? No one's perfect at all. It's one thing to fucking, like, say, okay, I fuck with TK, you know what I'm saying, you know, but he can be like a dick sometimes, you know what I mean? But you gotta say, like, overall, like, I fucks with him, you know what I mean? That's not, like, being two-faced or fake. That's just saying, like, hey, my friend, TK, he's fucking cool as shit, but he can be a fucking dick sometimes. I know, I get it, I understand him. That's his flaw, you know, whatever. It's different. Completely different. Huh. I believe that's our time today for the Alpha Mentality. I thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for giving me a chance to be heard. If y'all please would be so kind to subscribe to our fucking to my fucking podcast, that'd be great. Leave a comment, like it, all that shit there. It'll be greatly appreciated. I don't know. My heart's out to everybody today. I want everybody to just really think about what I said, all right? Have a great day, and I'll see y'all tonight at Iris. Peace. Shit. There we go. Music.